side too. Just throw that tarp over the stern. You can squeeze around.
It was like Wrangell hit the jackpot. Locals flocked to Reliance Harbor to get dibs on free, fresh herring eggs.
It's very heartwarming to see, and it's a really rewarding experience to come do this, so we're happy to do it.
Steve Demmer owns the Julia K. He and his Sitka-based crew was approached by local search advocate Tammy Meisner last year about bringing the eggs to Wrangell. He says it was possible thanks to this year's strong harvest from the Sitka Herring Row fishery.
We put 8,300 pounds on deck here today for the community of Wrangell. We left Sitka with 30,000 pounds, and we gave away over 30,000 pounds in Sitka in 5 days also.
In exchange for the Julia K. services, locals were encouraged to repay the crew with items such as gifts and baked goods since the harvest was free. What Wrangellites did with the eggs was up to them. Lovey Brock represents Wrangell on the search board of directors. She says the organization will put the eggs to good use in future functions.
We use this, the herring eggs, for all of our gatherings and, you know, all of our traditional events that we do. So we'll share it with the community.
Brock says search collected some eggs for the elders in town who couldn't make it to the harbor. Other Wrangellites had different plans.
I have a lot of family coming to stop here on our way to celebration, and then I have my daughter in Ketchikan. I'm going over there next week. I'll take her some. So this is a very exciting time for us.
I usually barter with the Teltowns for dry fish.
After I pack them up, put them in the freezer, find a place, a nice place to store them, and save them, try to eat them up before next year before this happens again.
The egg giveaway was just one of Search Traditional Foods' ways of showing locals the traditional way of bartering. Wrangell wasn't the last stop for the Julia K. The vessel later went to Ketchikan to share the wealth. Reporting from Wrangell, I'm Tony Gorman.